here comes tomorrow. Uh-oh, uh-oh, what will we borrow now? And pay back somehow. Whoa, uh-oh, uh-oh.
Good morning, sunshine.
Hello, m'lady.
Oh, hello. Okay, blood rushing out of my head.
I'm sorry. Life is amazing. I had a great time last night. It's all due to you.
I know. You're pretty hot and heavy into our characters.
After you left last night.
You mean after we made out for like an hour?
Yeah. After that, everything became crystal clear. I know exactly what I have to do after dress rehearsal.
What you have to do?
Yes. I was up all night thinking, and then it hit me. Wham! The only thing keeping me away from getting Claire back is Jake. And I've come up with the perfect plan to get him out of my way.
School?
Yeah, I had to come home. I've got big news. I found my thing. I'm joining the army.
What?
Yeah, I get to travel the world, meet new people, try all these different kinds of jobs. What do you think?
I wanted you to pick something, but I certainly wasn't expecting this.
Well, I'll be helping people that really need it.
By learning to shoot at them in Afghanistan? This could be dangerous.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I thought you'd be excited that I actually found something.
It's great to see you excited, but this is kind of nuts.
I already applied. I did all the tests.
Well, call them and tell them that you need more time to think it through.
No way. I want this. Mom, I'm 18 years old. You can't tell me what to do.
Anya, listen to reason.
No, I'm done listening to everybody else.
I'm going to stash my meds in Jake's backpack. Then I'm going to call an anonymous tip that someone's pushing prescription drugs at the school. Simpson will call student searches. Jake will get caught, expelled, be out of Claire's life forever. Simple.
Your hands are shaking.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so well. I was fine a little while ago, but I don't know what's happened to me.
Eli, forget about this crazy plan. Take your meds and focus on the play. The performance is tonight, remember?
I'm not gonna be able to focus on the play until I get Claire back.
But what about us?
Look, you're great, Imogen, but I'm not gonna give up on Claire, not when I'm so close. And you can't be with someone if someone's in between you. Let's
take a walk. I guess you're right. You know what? I'll plant the drugs in Jake's backpack for you. No one will suspect me.
Thanks. This will work.
10 minutes, then make the call.
Hey, public enemy number one. I heard you sabotaged Ty's adoption meeting last night. For the record, I think it's whack.
Jenna told everyone? Yeah, that is whack.
No, I mean, what you did was whack.
I panicked, all right? I just wanted to delay the adoption long enough to win Jenna back.
Where's your head at, bro? You and Jenna don't matter. There's a real kid involved here.
My little guy needs a good home.
And is the best place for him with you? All right. And by the way, Power Squad hates you.
What?
Seriously, we've got something here.
Claire, what are those?
I have no idea. They're not mine.
So some sort of prescription drug.
Those were supposed to be Jake's. How could you screw that up?
Oopsie.
Claire, come with me. Let's go have a little chat.
Mr. Simpson, this is ridiculous. I have no idea who those got there.
Uh-huh.
No. She's never gonna forgive me.
You still have me.
You did this on purpose. Don't you get it, Imogen? You are to me what I'm to Claire, and I am nothing to her.
You were right about the Powells. They'd be the perfect parents for Tyson.
Too bad you scared them off.
Well, they happen to be so perfect that they still want to adopt Ty. I called the adoption agent and cleared things up. We can sign the papers after school.
Really?
I was selfish. I'm sorry. I just freaked out that I'm losing you, but I know that this is what you want and that it's the best thing for Tyson.
Thank you so much, Casey.
Come on, Mr. Simpson, you know me. I'm not selling drugs.
I'm inclined to believe you, Claire. But these were in your backpack, so I have to call your mom.
Principal Simpson, those pills are mine. My prescription, look.
Okay, if these are yours, Eli, why is Claire carrying them in her backpack?
I was struggling with them, so she was holding them for me to help. She was just being a good friend. This is all my fault.
Claire, is this true?
Yes. I was holding them for Eli.
Okay, Claire, you can go. About this medication. Maybe I should call your parents and check in.
Sure. They're coming to the play tonight. Maybe you can talk to them afterwards. They're really looking forward to seeing it. They're so proud of me.
Okay. I'll talk to them after the play.
Hello?
Anya, it's Lieutenant Stedman calling.
We've processed your application and
initial tests. I put a rush because I felt that you were the perfect recruit.
Felt as in past tense?
There's a problem, Anya. You failed the drug test.
Oh. Your urine analysis came back positive for a banned substance.
We won't be able to enlist you.
So how would you describe this creative process?
You know, there's been a lot of changes, which has been a little bit confusing,
I need to talk to Claire.
Excuse me, I'm in the middle of an interview.
Let's go.
Claire, listen, the pills were supposed to be in Jake's backpack.
Like, that makes it better.
I know, it was stupid. It's just hard to see you and him. I can't.
You're not making any sense.
I'm trying. It's just that my mind, everything is racing.
Take your medication, Eli.
I can't!
Please don't yell.
You don't want a dulled, doped-up guy who can't write or think. I have to be the guy you fell in love with.
I also broke up with that guy.
We are never getting back together.
Still curtain, and no one has heard from Imogen. Any idea when she's gonna grace us with her presence?
Nope. Haven't seen her either.
Well, great. Fantastic. I knew this was gonna happen. What's up with you?
I can't do the play, Fiona.
We're minutes away. The theater's packed.
I'm a complete mess.
Well, get it together.
I don't even have a leading lady.
I'll do it. I'll play Clara. I know the lines.
You don't know the new ending.
If I have to read my script on stage, then so be it. Bottom line, it says directed by Fiona Coyne in the program. And like I said before, I will not be responsible for a bomb. So, are you with me or what?
I'm with you.
That's the cue. I better get stage left for my big entrance. See you in the spotlight.
We're gonna be late for Riley's acting debut. Come on. What's wrong?
Did you lose your necklace?
I took it off. It must have fallen out of my coat pocket or something.
And this? Is this cocaine?
God, Mom, I...
How long has this been going on? Do we need to send you to rehab? Who are you getting this from? Answer me, Anya. Why would you do this?
I don't know. I was so lost. I'm really sorry, Mom.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I mean, not really. I mean, that's why I wanted to join the army. Just to make one good decision. But I messed that up too. So you don't need to worry. I'm not going to Afghanistan. They didn't accept me.
Because of the cocaine.
The first glimpse of light, I'll be looking for you, Lord. The first glimpse of light, I'll be looking for you, Lord. Oh, I'll be looking for you, Lord. Oh, I'll be looking for you, Lord. I'm in the belly. I'll be headed the right way. Oh, the first step I'll take, I'll be headed the right way. I'll be headed the right way. Oh, I'll be headed the right way. From the belly.
Thanks for coming. I just hated the way we left things. The truth is, you should be with me, not him. Sorry. What?
Maybe we should go away from here.
No, that's not how it goes. That's my line, not yours. You're not following the script.
You're not exactly following the script either, Ari.
It doesn't matter. You're not her.
Eli, come on. We're almost done. Just stick to the script.
What? Script? There's no script. You can't write your life! No matter how much all of you want a happy ending, you can't have it. I try to write one. But it's impossible. I rewrote and rewrote, but things kept changing. And I hurt people, and I knew they were hurting. But I didn't stop, because your mind tricks you. It tricks you into thinking that things are fine. They're not fine. Nothing is fine. It's all wrong! I'm all wrong. That's it.
There's no happy ending.
What an extraordinary monologue, Eli. You were right. It was the perfect twist ending. Mr. and Mrs. Goldsworthy, your son is a very talented writer.
Thank you. Who knows where he comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, I've never seen a student production take such risks with experimental elements. Very meta.
Yeah, and there were a few yucks.
Yeah. Some dark humor, absolutely.
Everyone's talking. Hey, Spyro. Looks like you're a hit.
I'm a fraud.
That wasn't Ari up there tonight, was it? The principal told me about the little mix-up today. You haven't been taking your meds, have you?
What does it matter? Meds or no meds, she hates me.
I want to scream at you, Eli, for lying to us this whole time. But I can't, because I'm afraid of what you'll do, if you'll hurt yourself.
I won't.
Your mom and I, we always kind of let you do your own thing. We gotta start treating you like a kid, watching out for your better.
Don't blame yourself. I wouldn't let you help me. I want to get better.
So you can get Claire back?
No. I want to get better from me. Dad.
Massage therapist. Dental hygienist.
You hate the dentist.
But I like massages. Getting them. Mostly.
Uh-huh.
Mom, I'm not gonna give up on the Army yet.
What do you mean?
The recruitment officer, she told me about this thing called Enhanced Reliability Assessment. And it's like second chance for rejected applicants. They would interview my teachers and friends who can vouch for the fact that I'm not a drug addict. And it's a longer road, but I think I can make it happen. I want it to happen.
Hmm. Well, sounds like a plan to me.
Really? I mean, you don't hate the idea of me joining the army?
Well, you seem so sure that this is what you want, and all I want is for you to be happy.
Okay, well, after school, I'm going to the recruitment office. Do you want to come with me?
Yes, sir.
Coyne's directorial debut, Crazy Good by Claire Edwards. Suspicious lack of playwright mention in this article.
Well, I couldn't find Eli at the after party to get a quote, so...
So how'd you like the new ending?
I don't think Eli will ever be done rewriting that play. Anyway, I'm just glad to be done covering it so he and I could go our separate ways.
It's about time. See you at lunch.
Okay.
If you pack up your bags and leave here today.
This is good, Eli. We're gonna try some new things. Family therapy stuff, tweak the meds.
But do you have to take me out of school?
It's only for a few days. The doc thinks a little mental holiday will give you a chance to reset.
I guess it won't miss much.
No. I gotta sign the absence forms, okay?
I'll meet you in the car.
If you never answer any more phone calls.